But right now, we need to tell you about some fuel assistance programs and other energy programs designed to help you get through, well, the cold winter months or the real hot and steamy summer months, or maybe just to kind of get the most efficient use that you can out of your home, your appliances, and whatnot. And joining us here this morning to talk about all that is the Deputy Division Director from Community Teamwork Incorporated, Susan Britton. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Pleasure is all mine. Thank you for waiting while, you know, Representative Golden and I recited Moby Dick.
No problem. He's a great friend of ours, so it was enjoyable listening.
He does an awful lot for the folks in the community. We did have the conversation, talked an awful lot about energy in the future, renewable energies, and where we're going. Where we are today is of more importance to you. Let's talk a little bit about some of the programs available through the folks at CTI, in particular your fuel assistance program, if we can.
Sure. I manage the fuel assistance programs and the energy conservation programs. And a lot of it starts right with a program called LIHEAP, or the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. A lot of people know it by fuel assistance. That's kind of its common name. And what that's kind of our building block. People come in and they can apply for this assistance, and it's a supplemental assistance to pay their primary heating source. So that could be oil, it could be gas, it could be electric. We even pay for coal and wood if people use those things. If you become eligible for the program, you can receive a certain dollar amount that helps go to pay toward those heating bills. It's based on the highest income bracket can be up to 60% state median income.
I was just going to ask, who qualifies?
Yeah, actually for a family of four, that's up to $65,000 that you can make as income and still be eligible.
And still qualify for fuel assistance.
Yeah. One of the great things that fuel assistance does is to make the most of the money that we get. People apply and it's all about your income and your household size. So the higher your income and the higher number of people that you have, it changes your benefit amount.
I was just going to ask, obviously if somebody at the $65,000 level, they're going to get less in assistance than the folks who are maybe unemployed or working a part-time job and lucky to earn $15,000 or $20,000.
Correct. And we have many, many clients. We have about 10,000 clients in the greater Lowell area. We service Lowell and the 19 surrounding towns. So we have a big area that we cover. And a lot of those people, you know, they are elderly people that have worked their whole lives and they're struggling, they're making tough decisions about whether they're buying their medicines or paying their doctor's bill or even putting food on the table versus paying those heating bills. So it can be really helpful to someone like that needs just that little bit of help to get through those cold winters.
I'm going to guess people aren't taking advantage of this who are eligible. The median household income in Lowell is about $55,000.
Right.
That means that with your cap of $65,000, most folks, more folks than not, I should say, over 50% of the folks in Lowell, if you understand what median income means, are eligible in some way, shape, or form. You're probably getting nowhere near that, are you?
No, we are not. We are not.
Well, let's try to change that this morning, can't
we? Right, and I think a lot of times, you know, things influence that. This winter wasn't that cold, although the last couple of weeks have been rough.
Sure.
You know, the prices have gone down a little bit for the primary heating sources, but it's still such a high cost over the whole winter, and people get into trouble. They don't necessarily always pay their heating bills. There's something called the moratorium that protects people from shutoff during the winter months. When that ends, if they're behind the bills, they can be shut off on their utility accounts, and they don't come in until the last minute. So we encourage them to try to come in. There's plenty of assistance for people. It's relatively easy to do. You make an appointment. We have 25 community members who work with us, like in Chelmsford, in Dracut, all around our surrounding towns. They like Council of Aging, senior centers. They take applications for us. So a first-time applicant always has to meet with someone.
Okay.
And they can go to any of those 25 sites or come to our main office on Kirk Street, 45 Kirk Street. They fill out the application, and they would immediately become eligible. And what we can do is pay for bills or heating costs that started back in November all the way till April 30th.
So it's retroactive?
It is. Okay. So say you get a benefit of $200. we can go back and pay, if you got eligible today, we could pay your bill from November till whenever that $200 runs out. Mm-hmm. And that would be a utility bill. If it's a oil or a propane, a deliverable fuel, we could pay to have that amount delivered to your home.
How does it work? Do you pay the beneficiary directly, or do you pay the utility company or the fuel supplier? So let's say somebody wants to take advantage of that retroactive aspect. Would you send a check directly to that person, or would you kind of pay ahead their electric bill or gas bill for whatever the amount is?
It depends on the circumstance, but generally we work with 45 vendors in the area that deliver fuel or propane, kerosene, wood and oil. We also deal with the major utilities. Most of our payments go directly to the vendor of record. So if you have not had a delivery done, we can have one sent out using one of our vendors. If it's a utility bill that you haven't paid, we can go back to November and it goes directly to them. There are some circumstances that we do pay directly to the client, but it's a very small amount, and it's people that their heat is included in their rent. So
it sounds like you really take care of a lot of the process. One thing that scares people off, especially from programs like this, is I have to start the process. They think bureaucracy. They think I'm going to get overwhelmed with paperwork. I have to now go deal with the fuel companies. They're going to be reluctant to, you know. And it actually kind of sounds like you not only do a little hand-holding on the process, you do a lot of the legwork.
We do. We actually pay the bills. We get the bills from the utility companies. The primary thing the client has to do is just come in and apply. And yes, there is a lot of paperwork. We do require a number of things. When you come in, you need the head of household's ID. You need Social Security cards for everyone in the household or proof of qualified legal alien status. We need your utility bills. We need household income for everyone in the household for the last 4 weeks. So that initial applying takes a little while. But the great thing about it is if you come into the office first time this year and apply, next year you get the application in the mail directly to your house. So you don't have to go through that same process. You just supply updated paperwork. And then we do a lot of it through the mail, notify them. They don't have to come into the office. So, yeah, and then we handle it all the way through payment.
It's 8:46 here on 980 WCAP, chatting with Susan Britton, Deputy Division Director of the Fuel and Energy Division at CTI. Close enough, right?
Yep, close enough.
All right. It's okay. So fuel assistance is the biggest thing that you're involved with right now, but there are a number of other programs as well, and they have to do with energy and how you heat at your home. There's a heating repair and replace program. A lot of folks, old homes here in Lowell, they need some upgrades to their systems. Weatherization, it doesn't matter if you have the newest and best, if your house isn't properly insulated or your windows are not right or cracked, you're burning money, for lack of a better term.
Right.
And even appliance management. There are now ways, new energy efficient appliances that can save you a ton of money and maybe even qualify you for rebates and stuff. Let's talk a little bit about what you offer in that regard, please.
Okay. We're really fortunate that we have our federal funding. We have some state funding, but we also have some utility funding. Our partners in the community, National Grid and Eversource, also put money back into the low-income community to help with that, which allows us to do so much more on the conservation side of things than we could regularly afford. So a person comes into the office, and they say the first time they're showing up in fuel assistance, their heating system isn't working, they need fuel assistance. They go through the process for fuel. They get made eligible. They go to our heating repair and replacement program. We have certified auditors who go out to people's homes and they'll establish what needs to be done, you know, whether the system could use a repair, whether the system needs to be totally replaced. We work with local vendors in the community who does that actual work. They go out, we'll assign it to them. They'll do the work at no cost to the client. Then we go out and audit it again. We do a QC inspection on it to make sure it meets all the state, federal, and local codes. And the client can have a whole new heating system put in some circumstances at no cost to them with us utilizing our various funding sources.
So a lot of different opportunities to help those in need throughout. Who do you serve? It's not just Lowell. Greater Lowell, is that your area?
It's the Greater Lowell, and it's kind of a weird, I don't know if you want me to list them all, but we go as far as Arlington, Bedford, Belmont, Pepperell, Tewksbury. We do the definitely the surrounding towns, Watertown, Wilmington. So it's a
Pepperell
big area.
And Tewksbury, we like Arlington and Bedford. keep the money closer to them.
We also do Berwicka and Chelmsford and Dracut and Lowell. Everything right around here.
We're very parochial here in Lowell. We'll give you greater Lowell, but I don't know about Arlington. If folks want to find out more, find out if they qualify, how to get involved with this program, what's the best way for them to start, Susan?
They would immediately start by calling our main number, which is 978-459-6161. Or they can also go on our website, www.comteam.org, and they can actually fill out some information on our website to book their own appointment that's convenient for them and come in and have their initial meeting with us.
Fantastic. Susan Britton, Deputy Division Director of the Fuel and Energy Assistance Programs at Community Teamwork Incorporated. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
See, that wasn't so difficult. All that nervousness during the news break?
Yeah.
We'll check in soon. In the meantime, here